Chapter 33. Grunt and Curdley was in no hurry to join Stringle, the reason being that he was under the impression there was only one badger in the Mossflower region. Whilst passing around the back of Redwall Abbey on a northerly course, he sat back in his litter, gazing covetously at the east wall. The brown rat warlord wondered if the time would ever arrive when he'd be on the other side of that wall, master of all he surveyed. That was when he saw the badger. The Tabura was being shown round Redwall. He strolled the eastern rampart slowly, in company with Abbot Dorcas and Formal Berf, admiring the tranquil immensity of his surroundings. Stopping for a moment, the Tabura gazed out over the dense woodlands. He was about to turn away, when a movement amid the trees caught his attention. The badger found himself looking straight into the eyes of a huge, overweight rat being carried along, sprawled on a litter. Their eyes locked for a brief moment. Then the rat was lost to view, being borne off midst the greenery. Grunt and Curdley furrowed his brutish brow, assessing the situation. Doubtless Stringle had been telling him a pack of lies. The minions of Curdley often resorted to untruths, mostly to save themselves being exposed to his wrath, which often proved fatal. Every brown rat knew what a dose of the Curdleys meant. The warlord dozed off, reflecting on how he would punish Stringle. The warm summer day, chirping insects, buzzing bees, and silent butterflies winging their errant path amid the patches of shade and sunlight, lulled Curdley into a comfortable doze for a while. He was rudely awakened by the cries of the young brown rats coming out of the woodlands in a customary sour mood, which often followed his nap. Gruntan waved a grubby paw at the closest rat.
"Give me summat to drink. Me gob's like a sandpit."
He slopped Grog down, casting a jaundiced eye over the young ones.
"What do you mean, waking me with all your shouting, eh?"
A brown rat maid came forward, holding out a nest for his inspection.
"We found eggs for you, boss."
Poking about in the structure of woven vegetation, Gruntan poured the two fawn-hued, brown-blotched eggs.
"Morlins? Where do you get these?"
Laggle, the old healer, pointed off east.
"They found a water meadow over yonder."
Gruntan Curdley immediately perked up. Water meadows were a prime source of eggs. He hid his pleasure, curling a lip at Laggle and the young rats.
"And that's all you got? Just two eggs atwixt the lot of you? And I'll wager these are addled and rotten. Right, steer a course for these water meadows. We'll camp there, and I'll take a look for myself."
Noggo, who was one of the bearers, piped up.
"But what about a giant stripehound? Well, Stringle's got surrounded, boss."
Noggo was close enough, so Gruntan grabbed him and broke both the eggs over his head. Gruntan gave a gap-toothed smile of vindication.
"See, I told you they was rotten. Never you mind about Stringle. I'll deal with that un. Dirty great fibber. He ain't got no giant stripehound surrounded."
Laggle made sure she was out of reach.
"And how do you know that, eh?"
Gruntan smirked knowingly.
"'Cause I just saw the stripehound on top of Redwall. That's how. I've seen the beast for myself. So how can Stringle have seen him? Tell me that, clever whiskers."
Laggle put forward her explanation.
"Well, there might be three striped hounds. Have you thought of that?"
Gruntan shot at his meanest scowl.
"Don't talk stupid, unless you want to get a bad attack of the Curdleys. Now, where's that water meadow?"